Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to our precious, wonderful Heavenly Father. Lord, we worship you for this book you wrote for us, this mighty owner's manual, Lord, that you've given us to tell us who we are, what we can do, and how to do it, how to treat people, how to live the abundant life. Lord, what faith can do. And Lord, we praise you and thank you, and I worship you for this book, because this book has changed my life, and it's changed my life so awesomely well, Lord. I just want to praise you and thank you and worship you for the privilege to know that I have this book and that I can walk in this book and that you're my Lord and my God and my Savior, and you're in me and you're in heaven and you're standing by to make sure that every time I do something in faith, it comes to pass. Lord, I praise you for the word. Thank you, as the word goes out today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, yesterday we were talking about who has believed our report in Isaiah. I'm going to tell you that very few people have believed that report. Now, we're going to continue on with some of the other things that's in that report. And some of these things, or many of them, are in the New Testament as well as the Old Testament. Now, Jesus, In the Old Testament, in the book of Hebrews, it says that we are told that the blood of Jesus cleanses the conscience, something the blood of bulls and goats cannot do. Now, Jesus' sacrifice not only dealt with sin, but the consequences of sin. The law, according to the Word of God, is now written on our hearts. Now then, the want to of sin in your life should be removed. If you're a born-again Christian, you should not want to sin. If you still have a desire to go out and sin, you didn't get saved. You need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to start renewing your mind daily with the Word of God and learning that you are a child of the King, that you're royalty now. I mean, you're a princess or a prince. You are a royalty, and you should start acting like it. So you absolutely should not want to go out and sin. Now, there's many people that don't believe this report, you know, that God has echoed over and over by the prophets. The arm of the Lord has confirmed the report. His power is demonstrated in many supernatural events. So Jesus said in the Word of God, Jesus clearly said in the book of John, chapter 14, he said, if I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, then believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Now that's in John 10, 37 and 38. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Now, belief in Jesus is so essential that Jesus exhorted those to whom he ministered that if they could not believe his words, then believe on his works. You know, God's word or his promises are confirmed by his words. I mean, his works or his miracles. Now, if you have never seen Jesus do a miracle, you've not spent enough time with God. Now, if you'd have told me that a few years ago, I'd have said, no, that's not true. But it is true, because I have now learned that as I have learned what faith is, I can remember the first 40 years of my life, I never saw God do a miracle or a healing or just virtually never answered a prayer. Maybe a little bitty something, but not anything like I've seen him do in the last 10 or 15 years, actually the last 20 years. I mean, I have seen the Lord do some wonderful things. In the last 10 years, it has absolutely been awesome what I've seen the Lord do. I mean, he has literally done hundreds and hundreds of answers of prayer and miracles and healings and met people's needs and you name it. I've got to where now when I pray, I expect the Lord to do what he said he will do in his word. Because we go back to that Isaiah 53, like we were talking about yesterday, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now then, if you're having problems with peace, then you need to realize that the chastisement of your peace was upon Jesus. And by his stripes, you were healed at the cross 2,000 years ago. So when you start claiming that, quoting that to the enemy, and commanding the enemy to leave you in the name of Jesus, when that really gets in your spirit, the enemy will leave you. When you really begin to get a hold of that, don't try it now. Don't try these things. You can't try anything in the kingdom. You have to believe the report of the Lord with no doubt in your heart. But after all, this book is God's mighty word. Now, you'll read a novel or something, and a lot of times you'll go around telling stories about those little old books that you read, and you'll tell them like those things really happened. You don't know if those things really happened or not. They may have, they may not. You can pick up the newspaper, and somebody will read in there about something happened, an earthquake happened, and 20,000 people got killed in some town or some city somewhere, and you'll go out and start telling everybody that. You don't know if that's true. You don't know if that person that put that in that newspaper got that information and it was correct, but you'll believe it. But this book called the Word of God, it's true. Everything in it's true. If the Lord says that, just like he said there, he says, now, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. So if the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and I'm not going to have any problem with peace. I'm going to be at peace with everybody and everything. And by his stripes, we are healed. So I'm going to read that like this. By his stripes, I am healed. Because I'm one of his sons. So if I'm healed, there's no use in me being sick. So anytime the enemy tries to come by my house and put any kind of sickness and disease upon me, I literally avoid him like the plague. I mean, I begin to quote the word to him. I begin to tell him he's not going to make me sick. I begin to tell him I have believed the report of the Lord. I do know that I have authority over him. And I will quote him 4, 5, or 6 sets of verses to confirm that I know that my Jesus gave me power and authority over the enemy. And that he has to be subject to me. And as a son of God, I have complete power and authority over him. So I will not let that booger make me sick. And then there's another place. It says over here in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, the stripes that were inflicted on him have made us sound and well. And this, and as you read that in Isaiah there, well, in 1 Peter 2, it says the same thing. It says in 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Now, I don't know why the church has no problem believing that Jesus bore our sins, but we can't believe the second part of that verse. Now, most Christians will believe that Jesus bore your sins, but they won't believe he bore your sickness and disease and your pains and griefs. But the Word of God says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now then, if you will die to sin and live for righteousness, then you will have the faith to walk healed. Now I'm going to tell you, again, I've learned something, that if you walk in sin, if you do not die to sin and live unto righteousness, then you're living in the devil's dark world. And you're giving him legal access to attack you and make you sick. So he will come and oblige you with no problem. So the Lord tells us to die to sin and to live unto righteousness. So that's all you got to do, is walk holy before the Lord. Don't hold no grudges against nobody. Don't talk evil against nobody. Walk holy before the Lord. Go to church, tithe, read your Bible every day, and worship and praise the King. All day long as you go, worship and praise him. Now then, if we were sick unto death because of our sins, but he, the sinless one, took upon himself this suffering unto death, the penalty we deserved, in accordance with the counsel of divine love, Jesus became the source of our healing. He became a curse that we might be blessed. Now then, if Jesus Just like Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, 14, and 15 says, Jesus hath borne the curse for us. If he bore the curse for us, then why in the world are so many Christians living under the curse? Because they have not received the blessings of Abraham by faith. Now then, how are you going to receive something by faith that you don't know what it is? It's impossible. So you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, and you read the summary of the covenant that was made to Abraham. And it's very clearly laid out in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. But if you'll notice, three times in there, once at the beginning, once about the middle, and once at the end of those first 14 verses, he tells you, if you will be obedient and do everything I tell you to do in my word. So there is some very stringent requirements to walk in divine health and in prosperity. You must do everything the Lord tells you to do in his word. But if you do, if you will do that, and if you'll read those promises, and you'll get them locked in your heart, then with your mouth, you can make Galatians 3, 13, 14, and 15, where Christ has redeemed you from the curse, become a reality for you. So once you confess your sins, now when you got born again, you didn't have to confess your sins. When you got born again, you were redeemed. You were set free. All of your sins were taken away. Then after that, then every sin that you confess, you must, every sin you commit, you must confess it so you can be restored to fellowship with the Lord. So the thing about it is, do your best to not sin. Walk holy before the Lord. Go to church, tithe, walk in love, walk in humility. Don't talk evil about people. Don't hold any grudges against anybody for anything. Walk in divine love. And if you will, if the Bible says in 1 John 5:18, to the person that keeps himself from evil, the evil one cannot touch you. Which means if you don't keep yourself from evil, the evil one can touch you. So he will get you. So don't let him do it. Walk in love with all your sins confessed. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'd like to invite you to call me for teaching tapes, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. I'd like to invite you out to our church, the Living Savior Church. We have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. We are in North Dallas at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas.
Come and join with us and expect the Lord to do a great and mighty miracle in your life. We love serving the Lord. We have a healing school two times a month, and we teach the Word of God every Tuesday night and Thursday night. And so we would love to have you come and expect the Lord to do great and mighty things in your life. Praise His holy name.